That is the
podcast.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous
pod taint,
or to take arms against a sea of
douchebag,
and by opposing, end them.
Pod fade.
To sleep.
Good night, mush.
And by a sleep, to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that
an iPod
is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
To comment. Post nipples. To post.
The chance to dream. Aye, there's the
nipple
rub. For in that sleep of
deadpan,
what dreams may come when we have
iPod
shuffled off this mortal coil must
click
pause. There's the
content
that makes calamity of
life as we know it in the year 2010 Western civilization. Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 181. I'm your host, Jack Mangan. Not, a.k.a., that guy giving you a high five, a punch in the arm, a chest bump, a manly hug with lots of back slapping, throwing you the football way harder than is friendly, secretly bursting with pride for my oversized pickup truck with a back window decal of Calvin pissing on something, laughing way too loudly, lighting a Marlboro with my Zippo lighter, secretly comparing your goatee mustache to mine, harboring distrust for the neighbors with the slight accents, wearing camo pants, turning off lights when no one is in that room, letting my disappointment show through for my 5 crew-cut haircutted boys because of their merely competent, less-than-superstar football skills, polishing off my Budweiser with the fancy script writing on it and crushing the can against my forehead, wearing a football jersey over my bulbous gut, secretly comparing my bulbous gut to yours, making insincere, enthusiastic overtures about going fishing, hunting, shooting, camping, rafting, racing, using the term broads, secretly comparing your male pattern baldness to mine, not so secretly checking out your wife's ass, making crude, inappropriate jokes about her tits and calling them titties while doing so, trying to talk through my neck so I sound more macho, like Jesse Ventura or Joe from Family Guy, calling anyone smarter than me a queer, secretly ranking my bad attitude against every other guy present and hating soccer. Once again, not that guy.
Hello, I'm Computer King. Everyone knows heroes are nothing without the opposition of villains. But did you know that dozens of villains disappear every day? Villains, being creatures of ego, require attention to live. And when everyone ignores them, they can vanish from relevance, never to be seen again. But there is hope, and you can help. For just minutes a day, only a few hours a month, you can help villains remain relevant. Go to SaveTheVillain.com, listen to the Into the Dark podcast, and read the articles, and you will be single-handedly helping villains to remain relevant. Look at Mum-Ra here. He was fading from the public eye, in danger of disappearing. Then a kind soul in Hollywood pitched a Thundercats film, and he's up and about, ready to cause trouble at a moment's notice. You too can be a lifeline in a villain's darkest hour. Go to SaveTheVillain.com now and make a difference. Because without villains, heroes are just guys in funny suits.
I can't remember any moment on the Deadpan that was ever mean-spirited, and it's hard to say that about many podcasts. Shut oh, okay, maybe up. I could say that. Oh!
Night has fallen upon the great green room. And nothing will ever be the same again. Guided only by the cryptic images on the four walls and the friendship of a small mouse, one gray bunny must unlock the mystery of the night before it's too late. What secrets lie hidden in the little house? What horrors are embedded in the whispers of the old woman? In a world of clocks, mittens, and socks, the epic battle between the forces of night and day will rage. And the key to it all may lie in a bowl of mush. Are you ready for bed? Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. Good night noises everywhere.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
And you know what I do? Have to call attention. Something really, truly amazing and unbelievable happened this week around Deadpan circles and within the Deadpan community, and kind of has just knocked me flat. I'm just kind of in shock. I'm just absolutely amazed. And you know, you guys as a group of people, you're just a wonderful group of people, and you never cease to amaze me. You never fail to amaze me. And that incredible thing is. There was no content this week. Nobody sent any voicemails, or there are hardly any voicemails, hardly any files recorded for me. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664, or you can email stuff to me, sphericaljackm@gmail.com. But in all seriousness, I really can't express my level of gratitude. You know, rather than feeling like George Bailey on the bridge, I feel like George Bailey surrounded by his friends and family in front of his Christmas tree. Deadpan is the way. Thank you.
What the... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Do those pedals! Do those... There they are! Bert! What do you know about that?
Musical interlude.
Here.
Will this song ever end?
Hello, Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Hey, it's Friday night, which is, you know, the perfect night for podcast recording, except for, well, you might be able to tell by the sound, I'm at fucking work. Again. Working overtime. Again. So, you know, I need the money. So the 60 lines contribution will be forthcoming. I just don't have any idea when the fuck that's going to get recorded, but it is coming. So watch out, and stuff like that. Talk to you later.
Oh my God. What happened to the pants? They're all dead. The pants are dead. I'm stuck with dead pants. Can anybody help me? Jack Mangan, can you help me? Deadpan. Deadpan Podcast. Host Jack Mangan. Yeah.
Jack Mangan!
All right, the greasy comments for the week, which is where we grab random comments off of the comments page. And this week, the first of the week was Vanamon says, "How now, brown cow?" Next, Vanamon says, "I'm changing here." Next, the Energizer Bunny says, going back to an earlier comment by Vanamond, we enjoyed the first episode of Lost Girl. It has potential. Vanamond says, insert earthquake-inducing groan here, dash, 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 greater than. Retro says, Van, are you sure you're not reenacting a scene from a Philip Marlowe novel? Vanamond says, I'll need to get my blood pressure checked before we discuss Blade Runner. Cough. And finally, the last of the week, randomly selected from the comments board full of all the different commenters, Vanamond says, ZP takes a dump on Metroid the Other M. http://www.escapismagazine.com/videos/view/0.2015/Metroid Other M. So since 60 Lines 3 is not quite ready yet, and we don't have all the parts yet, how about some 60 Lines 2 outtakes?
60 Lines Part 2, Lando Strikes Back.
Hey Jack, this is Dre. I'm calling in my 60 Lines thingy for you.
Hey baby, you want to come back to my place? Oh, my own city in the clouds.
Gene Roddenberry had issues. Why is he related to this?
With the two of them, it was like Harold and Kumar blow up the Death Star.
That Lando's a bad mother.
Let's see. I see that 60 Lines Part 2 is expanded somewhat as I have line 77. All right.
And how the hell do I have line 62? Isn't this 60 lines, not 62 lines? Jack, have you forgotten how to count again? Yeah, I'll do it anyways.
Line 55. Big cheese.
Benches!
But he was definitely...
Here goes. That coke...
An Ugnaught, isn't that the bastard child between a pig lizard and a human being? Ugh. Sorry.
Hey, baby. You want to come back to my place? Oh, my own city in the clouds.
Say, baby. You want to come back to my place? I own my own city in the clouds.
Dictator.
Dictator!
Sorry. Wow, look at me peek.
Sitting in the closet is making me very, very tired. Sleepy. Okay.
Line number 62 of 60. Again, more 62 lines in 60 parts? I don't know. Deadpan is the way, whatever. No, I have not been drinking. Not yet. Line number 62. And his wife, Edith, 3PO. Oh, God. Oh, Jack. Sorry, my mind just went somewhere else with that one.
And they were all named Bjorn.
Boss.
Boss.
Boss. Hey, boss. Boss, 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 boss!
The Borgs got started a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I don't know. That sounded like fun. I think that'll do it. Hopefully this works out for you, and can't wait to hear the final product.
Ooh, and I got through it just in time for the train to roll by.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars! Give me the Star Wars!
Lando is a bad motherfucker.
For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of disprized love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns the patient merit that the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin.
And to continue the stupid history lessons we'd been doing, we last covered the 80s and the 90s. What you need to know about the 90s? Flannel.
This is SB, a.k.a. Smooth Like Butter. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan, it's always close enough to your mouth. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
All right. More history. Today we'll cover Mark Twain. This great American mind gave us so much, from his great 18th century novels like Steamboat Willie, The Raven, A Christmas Carol, Huckleberry Hound, and his baseball story about Ted Nugent, called Damn Yankees in King Arthur's Court, to his wild white hair and his white Sears suits, to his humorous anecdotes like his theory of relatives stating that E equals MC Escher, and his quote about golf, stating golf is a good game spoiled, his novel Tommy Sawyer about a deaf, dumb, and blind pinball wizard on MySpace featured the famous scene where Tom tricks Daniel-san into whitewashing his fence with the wax-on, wax-off technique. The rock band Rush Limbaugh recorded a popular song in 1980 based on Mark Trail's syndicated newspaper comic strip. That song was called Purple Haze. Mark Twain was just a pseudonym. His real name was Samuel Goldwyn Mayer. It is commonly believed that the Hale-Bopp comet flew past the Earth both on the night of his birth as well as the night of his death while he was wearing Nike sneakers. He's gone now, so for all of us, never the twain shall meet. Oh, that's awful. Luckily, his wit and wisdom live on in the work of his great-granddaughter, Shania Twain, another great American, who brought us such bluegrass classics as These Boots Are Made for Walkin' and her top 40 duet with Kenny Rogers, Islands of Dr. Moreau. His life was immortalized in a 1980s classic movie starring another great American, Yahoo Sirius. And even more notably, in Jack Mangan's Whistleblower podcast essays about Pod Twaint. I'm sorry.
Now shut up! Cut it out! You're crazy! That's what I think! You're screwy! You're driving me crazy too! I'm seeing things here!
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Thank you. Nailed to this cross hung on the gates of hell. All I wanted to return to myself. Star for warmth, this place so unkind. Freezing to death inside the devil's
thank you.
Crap, was that the closing music? Alright, well, I guess the episode's over. Thank you for listening. I'm not coming back after the music. Right. Well, Deadpan is still the motherfucking way, and I'm still in awe. And deeply in gratitude to all of you for being wonderful friends. And next episode, number 182, should have 60 lines. I also have a barbarian thing written that I think is kind of funny. Well, I hope will turn out funny. And other stuff that I hope will turn out funny. All right. No outro babble. Deadpan out. Deadpan is... Yeah, I already said that. Good night, Mush.